Nothing like sea air, you know that?
Sure, Tony.
From here, you can see right across to Algeciras.
I know.
If only... Oh, you know. They say that human beings make their own lives complicated. That we lose simplicity because... Well, we gather so much around us. Things, possessions, troubles.
You trying to get rid of me, honey?
Oh, no. What I mean is, I like it here in Tangiers. Hot, but nice. Good. Business is good, too, Jill.
We don't have to stay. We could cut and run. Haven't we made enough already?
Almost, but not quite. And we'll beat it after the next lot comes in. Go back to the States. Hey, you see up there? Ahmed is watching us again. From that house there.
He frightens me.
Oh, don't let him, honey. He doesn't know what's up. He just suspects, that's all.
Tony, is that the launch coming in now?
Yeah, I think so. Let's get down there for the last time. Come on.
You.
Yeah, Tony. Me.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
I thought this crate was supposed to be air-conditioned.
It is.
And maybe I got me a fever coming.
From overwork?
Very funny. Uh-oh, miss, we'd like a couple of drinks, please. A sim again, lots of ice, if you got it, thanks. Then to this earthen bowl did I repair. My lips the secret well of life to learn. And lip to lip it murmured, drink deep. For once dead, you never shall return. Great, huh? Omar Khayyam.
Yeah.
Why did Tony Harker get bumped?
If we knew, we wouldn't be on this plane flying to Tangiers to find out.
I met him once. Nice guy. Wild sometimes. Think he was tied up in something?
Well, that's what Ames thinks. That's what Narcotics thinks.
How come Narcotics didn't come on down here and do their own work, huh?
They've got someone here. We're linking up with him.
I think so.
Ah, thanks. Here you are.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
The world is very cupid.
I watch that when it's eating a chili burger.
No, I'm just thinking. We're going to a Muslim world on an Arab-run plane. They abstain from drink, but they serve it to passengers. Make a profit from it, too.
Ah, your health.
Cheers.
Not drinking?
No, just thinking. The Arabs have appetites, though, for many things.
Crossed someone. Someone who was in the heroin business. Got too greedy, maybe.
No real leads?
No. Look, Tangiers is a strange place. We know what's going on. The police here are strong on it, too. But me,
I know. Your hands are tied.
Yeah, sure. I stick around in this stinking joint only in case a couple of guys like you come down to investigate something. Or I have to follow something up, like dope being sent to the States from here. A perambulating watchdog, they call me.
When last did you see the States, Bill?
3 years back.
Bill... Tony Harker was a freewheeler, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He had dough. I think from heroin. He used to leave Tangiers about every month for a week. I think to get his stuff across to Spain, move it up into Europe from there. That's why I asked you guys in. I mean, that cable to Ames. If it extends Europe-wise, it's beyond me.
But so far, only suspicion.
Yeah. I better talk here and there, you know.
If he was bumped, well, that takes care of it, surely. The local police case.
Well, on the surface, yeah. But I still think it's tied up with Europe. I kind of reckon if we can find out why the guy got himself killed, we can break a drug ring. I don't even know if it's there yet, but we can break it.
Let's go see Jill Harker. Huh? No more tears, Mrs. Harker?
Not anymore. I know what you're thinking, that I'm callous. It's not that. I love Tony very deeply.
So?
I still love what he was. Once.
How do you mean?
Tony and I have lived here off and on for 5 years. I had money. We wanted to settle here. Tony was going to write. He could write, you know. We invested my money, and it could have lasted a long time. It didn't.
You quarreled about it?
Yeah, but more than that. I knew Tony was getting mixed up in things. Foul, dirty things.
Like drugs?
I don't know. He took to meeting strange people. He was seldom at home. We sort of grew apart over the last few months.
But he never told you he was involved in something?
No, but I knew. And 10 years changed him. That's why no more tears, Mr. Masters.
Who would have shot him?
He committed suicide, that's what the police say.
Okay, he committed suicide. Did it fit in?
I think so. There was so little of him left at the end. He was quiet, bitter, and disillusioned.
He said nothing to you, though?
A woman can read a man, Mr. Bridges, when you've lived with him and loved him.
Yeah, sure. Lee?
We may not have to trouble you again, Miss Harker. Thank you for your help.
You know something? These kids are like chickens.
Always in the road. God, beat it, you little monster. Get out of the way, will you? Get out of the way!
How far to the local chief of police?
Just around the corner there, if I ever get that far.
Come on, now, when you get out of the road, you stupid little...
You like birds.
The which kind?
The feathered kind. The ones that live in cages and fill this room with song. They bring joy to me, you know.
Case, you're unlike any cop I know.
Truly, can a cop not have hobbies and a liking for little birds? Oh, do not worry, I can be exactly how you imagine a cop to be when I have to be.
Yeah, sure.
Tony Harker, you were sent from the States to investigate his death.
Yeah, we've told you that.
You think drugs, eh? Your FBI contact here, Bill Greaves?
Yeah, that's what he thinks.
And you think not?
Did Harker kill him?
Undoubtedly. You've seen the photographs taken by men of my department. You wish to see them again?
If we may.
Bring the pictures in again, the Harker death. I'm afraid our American friends are not willing to accept our finding.
Okay, so he shot himself. We've checked on him, stateside. Tony Harker was, a crook. Small time, nothing big. Small sentence, New York, 8 years ago. Been going straight since, so the record has it. Left the States 5 years ago. French, German, Spanish, and Italian police have nothing on him.
All this adds up to what?
That he may have been involved in something here. But he didn't. Doesn't strike me as being the type that commits suicide.
Oh, so typically Western. You always believe you know another's mind so well. To kill oneself is not always disgrace. Sometimes it can be an honorable deed. In so doing, one expiates one's life, one's deeds. Abdullah, bring me the pictures and the books. You know which ones.
Yes, sir.
All that gives.
In the jail below, he's one Imr Hassan. He got the snipe of a man. We arrested him last evening.
Yes, sir.
Look at them, please, Mr. Bridges.
Okay, but...
Johnny?
Pornography, Lee. Some of the filthiest you can imagine.
That He's what your Mr. Harker was involved in, gentlemen. Imr Hassan was selling that filth for him. He has confessed. The case is closed.
Why didn't you tell us that straight off?
It intrigued me to talk with the great Mr. Masters, to get to know his thinking. We have heard of you, yes. Now, gentlemen, you lift back into the town.
No, Bill will drop us back. And you think Harker killed himself, huh?
The pictures taken at the time prove that. Also his state of mind, a gun into his side, the trigger pulled, and an honorable way of death. We can understand this. I think you will have to as well. Good day, gentlemen.
Out of remorse.
Seems like.
No drugs.
Doesn't look like it, Bill. Well, may as well get this car going and...
Kai's on the level, Bill.
I think so, yeah.
For your information, either he's a fool or he's as crooked as a Levantine trader. I aim to find out which.
Looking for space to hang and dry your washing? Washline distributors have the solution. Their rotating and fold-down washlines take up the smallest spaces. Ideal for townhouses, simplexes and balconies at affordable prices. Galvanized or powder-coated and available in 5 different colors. For 24-hour delivery, installation, reliable and friendly service, phone Washline Distributors on 011-792-2486. That's 011-792-2486. Washlines for every space and need.
Okay, Lee, explain.
This apartment of yours bugged?
You think you're in Europe now, or the States?
You've been here a good few years, Bill.
Look, do me a favor. What do the Arabs know from electronics?
Johnny, have a look around. Do the same, Bill.
Okay,
I'll
but
pitch in as well. You never know.
You still think Kais is a fool?
Or, like I said, a crook. Well, this maybe will tell us exactly what he is.
Well, Bill, I'll start from this corner of the room up to the middle.
Okay, I'll work down here.
Which is your favorite chair, Bill?
You're sitting in it, Lee.
Okay. I'll work on this, see what we can find out about this. Down the back of the chair here, my fingernails can just feel it. It's wire running down against the wood. No, it's not wire. It's a sliver of wood, about an eighth of an inch thick, about 2 inches long. Prise it up, Johnny.
Okay. What's in there? That's too small and narrow for any sort of...
I can just get my nails under the wood. Lift it, maybe.
Coming away?
Yeah. Yeah, there we are. A neat little panel grooved into the back of the chair. Panel about 3 inches wide, 3 inches deep.
And under it?
Just about flush with the inside of the back of the chair, a little metal disc. A bug.
Well, I'll be, Why?
In a moment, Bill. Okay, let's set things running. Kais, we know you'll be listening in somewhere. This is to tell you we're sticking around. Tony Harker did not kill himself. We know this. Okay, pull the bug out, Johnny.
Okay. All
right.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
Throw it as far as I can down the street. So, Kais, the local cop chief is crooked?
Yeah, I think so. I think that message to him will start things moving. We'll give him 20 minutes, then go cruising around.
Maybe you'd like to explain your thinking, Lee.
Sure. We went to see Jill Harker. Along the way, Johnny, if you remember, she said...
I don't know. He took to meeting strange people. He was seldom at home. We sort of grew apart over the last few months.
He was seldom at home. That's what she said. But you said, Bill, he took off once a week every month. Now she was lying. Why? I think to make it appear that they were growing apart, that as he was away so often, he could have gotten himself involved in something she couldn't possibly know about.
But why the focus on the wife, Lee?
I think she killed him. Remember those pics Kais showed us? Not the porn, the others.
Yeah, the gun was found in Tony's right hand. He was on his back there on the veranda of the house. Bullet wound just off the middle of the belly, slightly to the left-hand side of the body, if I remember. Part of wounds on the wound, close, and in the wound.
So he was shot from close, right?
Yeah, but wait a minute. With the gun in his right hand? Well, who shoots himself from that odd angle? Why not into the right-hand side of the body? Why twist the hand around and shoot into his left-hand side?
Exactly. Whoever killed him shot him from close-up left-hand side. And then, because Tony was right-handed, I guess, wiped prints off, shoved the gun into his hand.
Wait a minute, you guys. If he fell, the gun would have fallen out of his hand.
Not necessarily. Depends on the caliber of the gun and the body's violent reaction to it. Now, this was a .32 wound. He would have bent over, slumped down. The gun still in his fingers, most like.
And his wife killed him?
I think so. Oh, you think Kais has had enough time to get things moving yet?
We must move in a hurry.
Yes, but not too much of a hurry.
I have told you, I do not like the sound of the two from America.
Masters and breeches, they could be bluffing. Ahmed, they can prove nothing. I can prove that Tony Harker was distributing pornography. Imr Hassan gave us the statement. Unfortunately, he hanged himself in prison an hour ago by the belt around the neck. But his statement is there on file.
It worries me, though, Kais. You must...
Kais?
You disturb the birds, my dear. Why have you not left Tangier as arranged?
I was on my way this morning to take the plane. Kais, I just passed them in my car. That FBI man that lives here and the two others.
So?
They followed me, I think. They'll be here any moment.
Why did you come here to me?
Well, I saw them in the mirror. I was going to take the road to the airport, but they stuck behind me. I guess I panicked and thought to come on up to you.
Not very clever. Ahmed, get Mrs. Harker out of Tangier. Take her down to the car. Drive her to the airport yourself. Ignore the Americans.
If they try to stop me, Kais,
they will not. No. Wait. They may stop you. To ask more questions, Mrs. Harker here. Take her, Ahmed, and dispose of her.
No.
No.
We must get her. Pull yourself together, Ahmed. Bring the two guns from the desk. Hurry.
Well, why don't we go in there? Kais's house.
Patience, Johnny.
Hey, the dame, Harker, running out of the door, jumping into her car.
Panicking again. I think she may have panicked them.
Oh, you're right. Kais and another guy, out of the same front door, looking back at us.
Give him a smile and a wave, Johnny.
Oh, now, look.
They're getting into the car, too, pulling off.
Yeah, chasing Jill Harker. Bill, which way does this road go?
You mean the way they went?
Naturally.
Down to the harbor.
Think you can intercept Jill Harker before they do?
Well, sure, back streets.
Okay, intercept. Can you see her?
Yeah, traffic jam just back. Kais's car is three behind her, stuck as well.
Johnny, Bill, go get her. Fast. They forced you to do it?
Yeah. They said they'd kill me if I didn't shoot him.
Yet you loved him.
I didn't. At first, yes, but... not later.
You knew he was in drugs?
Yeah.
You were in drugs, too.
I don't know.
Weren't you? Even before you came to Tangiers. Paris, maybe. Marseille. Well, you picked up Tony Harker, married him, and got him into the business.
Yeah, yes.
And then, tired of him enough to kill him when so requested. Cais?
They would have killed
Cais.
Me. Yes.
Tell us all you know, Jill. May get you off a death sentence. Tony was an American citizen. You as well. You could be extradited for trial. Tell us all you can. Names, places, here in Africa and elsewhere. We'll give you a break.
Lee, why don't we take off after Cais and the other guy?
You told me the road was blocked.
They're gone now, Lee.
We've got time. I think I know where Cais has gone to. Right now, I'd rather listen to Jill Harker while she talks. Just one thing, Jill. Why drugs?
I've been on them ever since. A long time.
Uh-huh. Okay. Turn the windows up a bit, Bill. The street stinks.
Okay.
We're waiting, Jill. Everything, please. It's the only way.
So you reckon Cais and the other guy are heading for Spain in a boat? But we do nothing about it?
Oh, yes, we do. We go back to your pad now. You, me, Johnny, and Jill here. And we make a call through to Spain and Gibraltar.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Nothing there, huh? Okay, yeah, fine, thanks. No, we didn't think they'd come Gibraltar way, but we had to check. Yeah, Lee thinks Malaga. Hmm? Okay, thanks again. Yeah, same to you, Richard. So long. Nothing there, Lee. Cais and the other guy haven't arrived in Jib.
Just how many contacts do you guys have in the world?
A few. It helps.
Yeah? Hang on. Holy, it's that Spanish cat you spoke to. I can't make head or tail out of it.
All right, give me the phone.
Yeah.
Would you excuse me a moment?
Well, turn first left, honey.
See she doesn't take a powder, Bill.
I can watch the door from here.
Las tiene usted? Ah, bueno. Tengo los allá. Sí. Muchas gracias.
What about that? He gives us the Spanish, too?
Yeah.
They've got him. Malaga. Bringing in heroin. Cais is keeping his mouth closed. The other guy, Ahmed, someone has squealed.
Great. But what were they doing with the stuff?
I think taking the drug back there for hiding. To bring into Tangiers at a later date.
So it's done, huh? Tony Harker was bumped off because he was trying to go it on his own?
Yeah. Now Cais and this other guy, Ahmed, someone, are being held. We'll head over to Spain, Johnny, as soon as we can.
Okay.
But the names Jill gave us, the ring is bust from Malaga to Marseille. Mm-hmm. Quickly, Johnny.
All right. She cut her wrists, Lee. Dead.
Uh-huh. Didn't trust us to give her that break, huh? The world is such an abode that if those present here have their wits entire, they will never weep for the absent ones. The poet Mahari died 1057. Okay, Johnny, let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Beek.